This is Maryland Viewpoints, an in-depth discussion of the events and issues impacting our state. Now, from the studios of the Maryland News Network, this is Maryland Viewpoints with Meredith Marks.
Welcome to Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks, and this week we are talking to Stephanie Willey, who is a part of Why Comico Goes Purple. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Meredith.
Of course. Well, I want to read a little bit about the mission of Why Comico Goes Purple so that people can fully grasp what we're about to dive into. Why Comico Goes Purple is a substance abuse awareness program that will engage our community to stand up against substance abuse. The project encourages our youth and community to go purple as a sign of taking a stand against substance abuse. And the purpose of the project is to promote conversations about substance abuse, ones that include prescription drugs. Treatment is also a significant focus of Why Comico Goes Purple. Treatment resources will be shared with the community in hopes that those struggling with addiction will know where to seek help and support. Why Comico Goes Purple supports the National Recovery Month movement by celebrating and providing encouragement to those who have chosen a life of recovery. And Why Comico Goes Purple is an initiative of the Why Comico County Opioid Intervention Team, the Salisbury Area Chamber of Commerce, in partnership with the Community Foundation of the Eastern Shore. 4 out of 5 people who use heroin started with recreational use of prescription drugs, and you can always go to whycomicogoespurple.com. So, Stephanie, September is National Recovery Month, and Why Comico County suffered the loss of 36 people in 2018 due to overdoses. Can you tell us a little bit how Why Comico Goes Purple came to be?
Well, Why Comico Goes Purple came to be, it's an initiative that actually started in the Easton area with Talbot Goes Purple. And on the Eastern Shore of Maryland now, we have all 9 counties going purple for the first time. And Why Comico and Worcester County were the last 2 counties to join the bandwagon, so to speak. It's a very, very important initiative. It grew out of Chris Herron's project, the Purple Project. Mm-hmm. Chris Herron is a retired basketball player who had an addiction problem. And he goes all over the United States now talking about his problems. He particularly speaks in schools. He was in Somerset County just recently, and he's been in Dorchester County this year speaking. But he actually started the Purple Movement. And Talbot County Sheriff Joe Gamble and Lucy Hughes took the ball in Talbot County and really got the initiative started. And it's just spread from there. So Wicomico County is delighted to be part of it this year.
That's so fascinating. And, can you tell people how they chose the color purple? Is that like a significant color for recovery? I mean, how did that come about?
Well, I think, again, that came through the Herron Project. Yeah, that's the color that they chose to represent this awareness mission, much like, pink is for breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And so they selected purple. I believe that's where it all started from. I don't have the exact origins of it, but I have a feeling it had to go back to the Chris Herron Project because that started the whole initiative.
So in 2016, 20.1% of 9th graders in Why Comico County were offered or sold or given an illegal drug on school property. Has that percentage risen in the past 2 years?
We won't know yet. We're waiting for those new stats to come up. That's why in our brochure, the only stats we have are as of 2016. We're waiting for the state to release updated numbers, and it takes a while. Hopefully, we just got the 2018 numbers. I just reprinted this brochure, and our stat actually went down a couple numbers to 36 for 2018 for overdoses, which is great in Wicomico County.
Wow.
We've had, and we attribute that, quite honestly, in part to the peer support group that we have called the COAT team. Mm-hmm. And what that means is when somebody attempts an overdose, they immediately send out someone who has been in the same situation before, who's now in recovery, to talk to that person and get them into treatment immediately. It's peer-to-peer support recovery. And Wicomico County started the COAT team initiative and has gotten quite a bit of recognition, and other counties are also implementing a peer-to-peer support group. It really is working. They go right into the emergency room. They go right on site. Wherever it is, they are called immediately.
So
it makes a big difference.
You just got the 2018 numbers. Does it usually come out every 2 years? Is that how it works?
No, the stats will come out again every year. We'll have 2019 stats probably next June. It just takes a while.
Okay.
I don't have all the information about how they get, the timelines on that. But we just did get this updated report, so we reprinted the brochure.
So talk to us about the goal of bringing awareness throughout Wicomico County and to light it up purple? I mean, what is the actual goal?
Well, the goal is to get people talking about and to help reduce some of the stigma, because there's a lot of stigma around who could perhaps be a victim of addiction. And addiction does not discriminate. It can happen to anyone, blue collar, white collar, race. It does not matter. It could be anybody.
True.
And that's what the purpose of this program is about. It's to educate the community, get people involved, get them start talking, you know, just by asking, why is everything purple? That opens up the conversation at why we're doing it. And we have different sectors involved. I'm very, very pleased to talk about our education sector. I have actually five sectors, so let's talk about education first, because I think it's very important. The Board of Education, I have a member on my steering committee, and Wicomico County schools are going purple. Their kickoff in August, just a few weeks ago, every teacher wore a Go Purple t-shirt in the pep rally that they have.
Awesome.
We have in every middle and high school now, we have a Go Purple club after school, where students can engage in talking with advisors about the dangers of substance abuse. They do fun activities, you know, things that involve purple, maybe painting rocks or making cupcakes, whatever. We have some pictures on our website that are pretty cool. And that's a very, very important mission in this project. On September 20th, we're going to have, in September 14th, two Go Purple football games. Because a lot of times addiction can start simply by having a sports injury, and you start taking painkillers and you get addicted to them. And then when you can't get the painkillers anymore, you go to street drugs. That's how a lot of these issues start with the ball players and things like that.
Right.
So that's why we want that education, people to be aware, ask questions about what types of drugs they're taking and that sort of thing.
I love that you brought up stigma. Because like you said, it can happen to anyone, and it can start with something simple and then spiral. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're a bad person. It's just important to bring the awareness to it. So does that include, you know, those parents that think it's not my kid and you still want to get everybody talking because it could very well be your kid?
Oh, absolutely. That is exactly it. That's you know, what we have, another tool that we have here in Wicomico County, the opioid intervention team has designed a trailer that's modeled after a teenager's bedroom. And some counties call it in plain sight. Other counties have this as well, where we've been giving tours through that and showing people where your teenager could hide drug paraphernalia, pills, that sort of thing. There's all kinds of hiding places within a bedroom. So this is one of the things that we're encouraging adults to go through, and we don't even let kids through it. You have to be over 18 to go through this trailer. And we're encouraging them to get educated. We're going to have it at the football game. We're going to have it out at our Go Purple boat parade the other night. We had the yacht club boats came down the Wicomico River, all lit up in purple, and we had an educational fair at Brew River Restaurant. Friday night, we're going to have a night of hope at the amphitheater here in Salisbury. And that's going to be a prayer vigil, because hope is a very important, you know, the faith-based sector is also very important in this mission. I have a group of committed people that have put this event together. So we're going to have people doing testimonies. We're going to have music. We're going to have dancers. It's going to be a very inspirational evening with a candlelight ceremony at the end. So that's what my faith-based sector is working on, because, you know, there's different ways to approach recovery, and faith is a very important part of it. And then our education sector, I told you a little bit about that. Yep. That also extends to the colleges. Salisbury University and Warwick Community College are very involved in Going Purple. They have educational billboards within the university. They have their own version of our t-shirts. I have six versions of the Go Purple t-shirt here in Salisbury by different organizations that have climbed on board, which is just fantastic.
And you can get some t-shirts at the Salisbury Chamber of Commerce, correct?
Absolutely. The one that's for the main project, Wicomico Goes Purple. But Salisbury University is also selling them downtown.
Yeah.
They have two versions of our shirt, and the Board of Education has a version of our shirt. Hudson Health Center has a version of the shirt. We have lots of different ones available. So it's exciting to see people wearing purple around. They're wearing our wristbands. We've had a lot of engagement with the community, a lot of businesses lighting up purple, their offices. We had a decorating contest in the city of Salisbury, and Mayor Jake Day, myself, and Chamber President Bill Chambers, Salisbury Chamber, we were the judges, and we went down. We had 12 businesses decorate their windows with all kinds of messages about this project. And we had to pick three winners, and it was hard. Let me tell you, I can't tell you who they are yet. We're not announcing them until the 20th. But these business people really went all out, and it's really rewarding because this epidemic touches all areas of the community.
I think that everybody out there knows or is affected by somebody that has an addiction.
Exactly.
Yes. So you're right. It does touch. And it's going to be hard to drive through or be in Wicomico County and the surrounding counties in September and see purple and not know what that stands for unless you're maybe just passing through and you're a visitor. So the goal is to light it up purple, and you can get T-shirts at the Salisbury Chamber of Commerce and other places as well. And you can also get a Wicomico Goes Purple yard sign. You can email info@wicomicogoespurple.com and make a payment and pick up arrangements there. And purple lighting is available at ED Supply, so you can turn your home or business purple. Okay, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to touch on a few other points with Stephanie Willey. We'll be right back.
If you have uninsured auto fines you owe to the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration, please listen. The Fine Fix program can help eliminate 80% of your fines. 80%. Through a partnership between the MVA and Maryland Auto, Fine Fix helps Maryland drivers get rid of their uninsured auto fines, get back in good standing, and get the insurance they need. To see if you are eligible, visit finefix.maryland.gov. The Fine Fix program ends soon, so don't wait. Visit finefix.maryland.gov.
As a small farm owner, you may believe a homeowner's insurance policy provides adequate coverage. But if you have a barn or outbuilding, farm equipment, or livestock, your policy may not be enough. Country Choice from Nationwide is designed to protect smaller farms like yours. Nationwide protects farms of all sizes, from small to very large. To learn more, visit nationwide.com/protectmyfarm. Products are underwritten by Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman!
You just need feedthepig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks, and we've been chatting with Stephanie Willey, Project Chair of Wicomico Goes Purple. I want to read a message from Health Officer Lori Brewster. The opioid epidemic continues to impact our community in many ways, from increased crime to increased health care costs. Our community, as well as all communities across the state and the nation, continue to experience overdose deaths related to opioids. We as a community have been doing a better job educating individuals on the use of Narcan to prevent overdoses. We have been conducting community forums throughout the community and county to begin to hear from community members how to best respond to this crisis. Education is expanding in the school system to better equip our youth in combating this crisis. And our community needs to keep this crisis in the forefront of our community. We need to continue to educate everyone that this epidemic impacts each and every one of us, some more than others. This campaign will assist everyone in getting the information, becoming involved in the conversation, and helping our community move forward. That is a quote from Lori Brewster. You have excellent resources, Stephanie. And what if a parent is listening right now and fears their child is using drugs?
They should immediately go to the resource page on Wicomico Goes Purple. We have we have a whole list of treatment providers. They can call the health department. The health department has tremendous folks working there that can give them recommendations. And the key to it is get them into a treatment program as soon as possible. They can also educate them on where to look for the drugs. Sometimes you have to figure out what's going on in order to take action. So I encourage them to call the health department, go to our website. We have a whole list of treatment providers here that can provide assistance.
Do you believe in the statement that a lot of parents these days don't like to snoop on their kids, but sometimes in these situations, it's important to do so?
Oh, I absolutely believe that. That's why we have the trailer, and we're trying to educate parents. If you suspect that something's off with your kid, because nobody knows better than the parent how a child normally behaves. If their behavior changes, I'd start looking around and investigating. Absolutely. I think that's our duty as a parent, you know, because the sooner we take action and get intervention started and treatment, the less chance that you're going to have an overdose on your hands. So that's very, very important.
Very important.
I would not hesitate to tear my kids' bedroom apart if I had to.
I do it on the daily. I mean, and they're only 12, but it's just, you know, making sure that everything is on the up and up. And I can only imagine as the teen years go on, it's going to get increasingly more difficult.
Well, you got to be vigilant. You got to be aware of who your child's hanging out with. Who are their friends? You know, what are they doing? I think that's part of parenting. And I'm not going to apologize for that. I don't think any parent should.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. Why is it important to get training for Narcan, especially a family member or maybe a friend of someone who is an addict?
It's very important because Narcan can save the life of someone who accidentally overdoses. You know, if you have Narcan, if you are have a family member that you know is in treatment or is knowingly in the process of recovery, or having Narcan on hand in case they slip, and you can save their life. And that happens every day. So we're doing Narcan trainings at the library. The health department offers Narcan trainings all the time. They have a whole calendar where you can get assistance on that. And again, calling the health department, they're happy to do Narcan training.
And it's free, right?
Yes, it is. They give you the Narcan to take with you.
That's amazing.
I've been Narcan trained. I have some I keep with me because you just never know. It can happen.
And you no longer need a prescription for Narcan, correct?
No, ma'am. That's correct.
So you can just go into the pharmacy and just say, I need Narcan.
Yes, for the most part, yes.
Okay.
And the health department's a good resource for that as well.
Good to know.
Speaking of the medical community, I want to speak a little bit about Peninsula Regional Medical System.
Please.
Yeah, that's our major hospital here.
Yes.
They are a presenting sponsor. Our business community has been very supportive of this project. And if you go to our website, you can see all the many businesses. We had to raise some money to do all this awareness. And Peninsula Regional Medical Center is our presenting sponsor. You know, they've made a lot of changes in the hospitals across the country on what types of medications they distribute in the emergency room. You cannot walk in there and get opioids. They have different types of medications, and they're very limited in quantity. There's been lots of changes through and there. And they are also very active in educating the community. They've really gone above and beyond for our project. They actually produced 3 videos that you can find on our Facebook page. They're going to release one every week of recovered addicts telling their stories. And they actually took the time to get those professionally produced, and we'll have them on our website and also mostly on the Facebook page would be the best place to go to see them, either Peninsula Regional Medical Center's page or Wicomico Goes Purple. But the stories are very inspirational. And the hospital has been just a tremendous partner and providing purple lighting, purple materials in the hospital for the month of September. And they're very committed to this project.
It's great to have a hospital that's committed to this project. What kind of responsibility would you like to see fall on the school system in Wicomico County?
Actually, they've already taken it. I mean, I want them to keep the Go Purple project going. You know, and that we perceive this to be a year-long mission. On my Facebook page right now, you can see Wicomico Purple's Facebook page, rather. You can see the schools, the hockey teams, the lacrosse teams, they're all going purple to talk about this. We want them to continue to do this, and it's not going to stop in September. They're already planning year-round activities, and I couldn't be happier with what Dr. Hanlon is doing, and she set the tone by starting the whole kickoff rally in a few weeks ago. And there's some wonderful pictures on our Facebook page if you want to scroll through and see, with all the teachers wearing the purple shirts. They're all committed to this.
And the Facebook page is Wicomico Goes Purple.
Just like that, yes. And you can actually go to Talbot Goes Purple, Worcester, Wicomico, Somerset. We all have them. Queen Anne's, Kent, all the counties, Sussex County and Delaware, too. We've all gone purple. It's an amazing thing. And we've got a lot of lighting. I was very pleased with the amount of businesses that have stepped up and lit their businesses purple. It's just been very rewarding for me to see the support, and particularly from the business community.
Isn't that great to see a community come together for such a great cause?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's some great businesses. You know, I was a former business owner, and I know it's so difficult because we're asked for money all the time. And you have to make a decision on, you only have so much out, you know, that type of funding to give from a business. So I'm very grateful for their support.
How can people listening get involved and help and maybe make a donation?
They go right to Wicomico Goes Purple's website. The Community Foundation of the Eastern Shore has been a fabulous partner in helping us to get this program started. I happen to be a board member of the Community Foundation. They're part of this partnership, and they're handling all of our funds. They actually gave me a grant to get the program started, to print the brochures, as a matter of fact. And Erica Joseph and her team are fabulous. And if you go to our website and you hit donate, it's going to go right to the Community Foundation of the Eastern Shores webpage, and you can make your donation to Wicomico Goes Purple. And they're still coming in, and I'm very grateful for that, because the more donations I get, the more things I can purchase that can create awareness. Signs, banners, brochures.
Absolutely.
I've given out over 8,000 wristbands in the last few weeks.
Wow.
It's been phenomenal. We had our big kickoff at the Shorebird Stadium. Chris Bitters and the Shorebirds team, they've been fabulous community partners. And August 31st was Overdose Awareness Day nationwide. And we did our kickoff that night, and we gave away 3,000 bracelets right at the Shorebirds game. I made some comments on field. Sherman wore purple. It was a great night. We had a sea of purple shirts again at the Shorebird Stadium. It was a very inspirational evening.
Have you had people come back from the community thanking you because these types of programs and this awareness has maybe helped them personally or one of their family members and seek help?
I've had a lot of people say thank you to me and other members of my committee. I have 20-some people on my steering committee. And I'm very grateful for the support of George Whitehead's heading up my faith-based, Laren Hughes from PRMC, Christy Glushko for the Board of Education. We're all hearing this. Chrissy Bowie Simpson from the Health Department and Dave Fitzgerald from EMS, they're my co-chairs. And also my honorary co-chairs, Sheriff Lewis and Jamie Dykes, our state's attorney, are very involved in the program. They're my honorary co-chairs, so we also have law enforcement involved. It's another very important component of this crisis, because a lot of people are dying from fentanyl-laced drugs that are on the street. And Sheriff Lewis, I can tell you, is very committed to getting those drugs off the street. So he's our honorary chair. But all of us are hearing these messages from the community. I've had some messages on my Facebook page, private messages from people saying, you're doing a great job, keep it up, not just to me personally, but to my committee. It's really all about my team. You know, I'm the leader of it, but I learned a long time ago, you've got to surround yourself with amazing people that are just as passionate as you are and let them go and do their thing. And that's exactly what I'm doing.
That's right. And it seems like it's a huge success so far.
It has been. And we've been very gratified. And I'm looking forward to my night of hope on the 13th. And then Lori Brewster, the health officer you mentioned, mm-hmm. good friend of mine. We actually went to high school together. She's a wonderful person and very committed to our county and Somerset County. She's the health officer for both counties. She's going to be speaking at the Chamber of Commerce luncheon, educating the business folks all about what's happening in Wicomico County next week. So we're excited about that as well. And our Chamber of Commerce has also been a tremendous partner with Bill Chambers. He's been amazing. He's helped me organize a lot of events. His wife has done all my graphic artist's work on flyers. It really has taken a lot of commitment from a collaboration from the community. Our county executive, Bobby Culver, and our Mayor Jake Day of Salisbury City they've both been tremendous partners as well, because you've got to have that collaboration at all levels of government, for lighting, we put flags up. We have it's just been wonderful.
It's a huge group effort. Well, we want to thank you, Stephanie Willey, Project Chair for Wicomico Goes Purple, for coming on here today. And we encourage everybody to please visit WicomicoGoesPurple.com or on the Facebook page at Wicomico Goes Purple. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you, Meredith.
This is Maryland Viewpoints, a presentation of the Maryland News Network, heard on radio stations across Maryland. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of radio station ownership, management, or advertisers. Join me again next time for Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks.